Hello, friends. Time flies, doesn't it? It seemed only like yesterday that I was talking to you, but I'll be 90 before I know where I am. Going on at this rate. The book people are doing fine. They're very kind, very good, very considerate. They sent me two books last week, and what I do is I read one or listen to one, and as soon as I've listened to it, I post it back to them. And while I'm reading the other, or listening to, keep reading, while I'm listening to the other, the other one's on its way back again, reposted. And not a penny does it cost me. So there's one way anyway of passing time away. And I fully enjoyed the stories they sent too. One was the mystery by Poirot and Agatha Christie. And the other's a mystery war story. Not the actual fighting or anything, but a story about people. It was 11 cassettes in that one, but I enjoyed every minute. I'm now waiting for the other one to come in the morning. I spent last week watching the golf 4 days, and I must have watched or listened to every stroke of the ball. I keep saying watching, I mean listening. And I was pleased that the Europeans won. But the Americans went down very sportingly, I must admit that. And I enjoyed that. That was another job that took time and eased the loneliness as it is. And on Friday night, Michael and Leslie came along to see us, and I was talking to him about his foxes and asking how they went on. Of course, he said there were used to be four come along each evening, but now there's only three. So one must have come to some grievous harm. Anyway, he told me that according to his timing on the camera, they don't come before 11 o'clock in the evening at night time. And they go away and return again about 1 or 3, have another feed. And then they go, and by 5 o'clock they've gone altogether, so they must go home early to avoid the traffic, etc. A very interesting story he told me about them, and I was really happy for them. At the moment, a relative of a friend of mine, is in the air, travelling from Singapore to England, Heathrow. And if she can find it in her itinerary, she's going to visit me, she's going to visit us for one day in the near future, during the fortnight she's over here. But I'll tell you more about that later. Anyway, here's hoping that everybody's well and that you're enjoying life. I'm not too bad at the moment, so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that it carries on like that. Received your messages. Kathleen reads them out to me. And I'm very pleased that you like my talking to you. I know it's a bit rough, but that's life, isn't it? Life is rough. It's all right if you can get over it with me, a smile, and I'll try. So until I write to you again, or read to you again, or speak to you again, as it may be, I wish you the best of luck and all my best. Cheerio, Jono.